Hey everyone, you are listening The Rishabh Jain Show, digital marketing podcast for side hustlers, and this is your host Rishabh Jain. This is the podcast where I talk about building your business around your passion, knowledge and your skills. And for that we talk about funnel marketing, we talk about productivity, we talk about entrepreneurship, we talk about so many other stuff which is needed to build a business, even if you are doing a 9-to-5 job or doing a family business. So let's just begin, and the episode begins now. Okay, so let's just discuss why you should start building your systems and processes as a solo entrepreneur. So what happens with most of the people who are trying to build their business, right? If you are an entrepreneur, a digital entrepreneur who is trying to build a business, a coaching business, consulting, or you want to become a trainer, you want to become an affiliate marketer, you are trying to build your business, and you are learning from different sources. And what's happening is you are getting so much information and you are not able to execute all the things, and because of that you feel that you are actually not doing anything, and actually you are doing a lot of stuff every day. You are giving a lot of your time, and even after spending many hours of time every day, you feel like you did nothing and you achieved nothing. And the reason is because you don't have any system, a process, and you are doing things randomly. This is the main reason. So if you have the systems and processes in place, and if you have your goals properly set up, then in that case, it's possible that you can actually ignore all the information that you are getting, and you are not able to use the information, and you can move fast, you can achieve more every day, and you actually achieve your goals, the goals that you have that you want to achieve in your business. So how it is possible? So let me just give you an example, and it's my personal story, and it will help you to understand the process thing better, that why systems and processes can actually help you to do a lot more stuff every day, and it actually help you to achieve your goals in a much faster way. So basically, if you are doing a job and if you don't like your job, then still you are going to your office every day, you are working there, and you are doing great, right? You are, even you don't like your job, but still you are doing great, right? You are hitting your goals, and you are able to deliver the things in your workplace. So what is the reason? You don't like working there, but still you are somehow managing to hit the goals, you are somehow still perform decently in that job, and you love your business so much, you want to build this business and you are passionate about it, but still you are not able to perform in this business, you are not getting results. What is the reason? So the answer is very simple. It's because of systems and processes. So if I talk about myself, you will be able to understand it and you will be able to relate it in a much better way. I go to my office every day. So basically I am working in a banking sector. This is my full-time job, and all the stuff that I am doing online is my side hustle. So I don't like my job, right? And but still when I go to office, I sit on my table and I start working, and the whole day I keep working, and in the evening, I know that how I have to wind up my work. There is a process that I need to follow. If I will not follow the process, I will not be able to wind up and I will not be able to leave the office. So, because of that, I have to follow the same process every day. And if I will not follow it, I will not be able to leave the office. And I will not be able to finish my work. So, what I am doing, I am actually doing and achieving everything which my job wants. I am hitting my goals. I am performing really well. And I don't like my really well. And the reason is very simple, because my organization has given me the process that I have to follow. They have built the system and I have to be the part of that system. And because I'm the part of the system and I'm working on the system and following the processes, because of that, even after I don't like doing the job, I am doing really, really, really well. This is the reason. I am able to finish. I am able to perform. And this is what happens when you have the systems and processes in place. Now, let's take a scenario. You love your business. The business that you are building here. You are building a coaching and consulting business. You want to become an online trainer, mentor. You want to become affiliate marketer, and you are building the business. You have your website. You are building funnels. You are running ads. You are creating content. So many things are there. Okay, but you don't have a process. You are doing the things randomly. Okay. When you want to create a content, you are creating content. When you want to work on a funnel, you start working on funnel. When you want to run an ad, you start running ads. So you are not doing it systematically, but what you are doing, what do you think is right at the moment, at a particular moment. Okay, and because of that, you are not getting the result. Now, what is the better way of doing it? So the better way of doing it is build a system. Now, how to build a system? I'm talking a lot about systems and processes, but what exactly the systems and processes is and how you are going to build it? So the systems and processes is actually the step-by-step process that you assigned to yourself. Okay, you built a complete process, the complete step-by-step process that you are going to follow. And before even building your systems, you should have your goals, clearly written goals. Okay, what is your goal? What is the business that you are trying to build? What are the elements of those business? Like, if you are building an online business, you need a website, you need a content, you need emails, you need automations, you need, so many things are there. Okay, there are various components. You should be very, very clear. Okay, these are the components of my business. I need these things in my business. Now, how I will be able to execute everything? So you put everything in a step-by-step process, and then what you will do, the things that are one time, you will do those things and just finish those things. The things that are mostly one time and you don't need to do it again and again every day. So mainly setting up your website or making a funnel or setting up an autoresponder, these kind of stuff, these are one time processes and you can do it and then you can leave it for months or maybe years as well. But there are few processes that you have to do every day, like content creation. Content creation is something that you have to do on the regular basis, and because it is the process that will help you to attract new people into your business. It is the process that will help you to build your brand. So if there are other stuff as well. Maybe you have a people in your community, so you want to connect with them through live. You have you have a community where you are doing inner circle calls, maybe, and there are many things that you need to do every single day. So for those things, what you need to do, you need to actually build the entire system. Like what you can do, you can have an Excel sheet where you can write exactly that what are those things that you have to perform every day or maybe every week. And then what you will do, you will assign the exact days and the timings when you are going to do those things. So you will analyze your day, you will see when you are going to do the work, and when you are building your system, just assign the works that you want to finish every day in those timings. Okay, so suppose every day you work from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., then the work of content creation you will put under 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. and then you will assign, okay, I will devote this much of time in this activity, this much of time in this activity, this much of time in this activity, and I'm going to follow it. Okay, so you will write down everything, you will not just do it in your mind, you will actually create the proper Excel sheet or maybe a word document, and you will write down everything there, that what are the activities that you want to do, what will be the timings, what will be the days, everything you will write down. And then you will write down what will be the end result. Okay, when you perform this activity, what will be the outcome, and how you are going to use that outcome to achieve your goal. Okay, so suppose you want to grow your YouTube channel. Okay, let's just take, understand this thing with an example. You want to grow your YouTube channel. Okay, you have you know that it's very important for you to have a decent size YouTube channel, and continuously publishing videos on YouTube is important because it can help you to build your brand, can help you to attract new customers, it can help you to generate leads and sales. So you want to do it, okay, but you are not able to do it, you are not doing it. Now how will you do it? With the help of systems and processes. Okay, so first of all, you have a goal that you want to grow your YouTube channel. This is your goal, and you can make it very specific as well. I want to have 1000 subscribers in next 90 days. You can give it a deadline. Now once you have your goal clearly written, now the next step will be, you will go and you will see that what is the process that I need to follow to reach my goal. So the process is very simple, it's very clear cut process. You have to create videos, and you have to publish the videos with consistency in whatever the schedule you have chosen for yourself. So maybe you have decided that, okay, I will publish one video every week, or maybe you have decided I will publish two videos every week. So you have to stick with that schedule, and you have to create the video and publish the video on the same on the day that you have decided. So how you are going to do it? This is what you need to do. Just create an Excel sheet and write down all the days, and like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, in this way you will have all the days written. And then you will write down, okay, what is the timing that you are going to work on your YouTube channel. As I have told you that maybe if you are working from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. so you will write down, okay, every day 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. in bit I am going to work on my YouTube channel, and how much time you are going to give it. Suppose you have only half hour every day, no problem, just give it, okay, 30 minutes in from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. I am going to work on 30 minutes. You have written down clearly, you have to write it down that what is the time that you are going to give. Now every day, what are the activities that you will do? So suppose you are publishing two videos every week. So you will write down, okay, on Monday I will do the keyword research and I will do the I will come up with the content ideas, and I will create my video outline. On Tuesday I will record the video and I will start editing the video. Now on Wednesday I will complete the editing, I will create the thumbnail and I will publish the video. Okay, so this is the process, this is the schedule that you have decided. And now what you have to do, you have actually created the system. This is the system, and in you have even go to even more specific. You will actually write it down in this system that what is the timing you are going to schedule your video so that it will be live on the channel same time every week. Okay, suppose you have decided, okay, on every Thursday I want to publish my video, and it will be on 8 p.m. it will be on 3 p.m. whatever maybe the time you have decided. Okay, so you will write it down, okay, on every Thursday 4 p.m. my video will be live. So on Wednesday itself you will finish the process and you will schedule your video for the next day, the timing that you have decided, so that you will have the clarity, okay, on Wednesday I have to finish the editing and I have to schedule the video for Thursday. This is how you will build the process and then you will follow it. Okay, the main thing is that you have built the build, you have created the system. Now you know exactly step by step process and you know exactly what to do and when to do. Okay, you have the right, you have the timings, you have the days, you have the activities that you need to perform, everything is written down, or the only step is you need to follow. Okay, so you will not feel overwhelmed. The best part about this is, this system is, you will not feel overwhelmed. Why? Because what's happening here is, you know exactly that from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. I will sit on my table, I will do this one activity. Okay, and when you buy, if you follow the exact steps that you have written down, on Thursday your video will be live. And when you keep following this process, every Thursday your video will be live. So now what's happening, you are actually hitting your goal every week, right? You are hitting your goal every week. And now it actually, you are actually now consistent, you will now actually getting the results, and you are actually know that this much work I have did and this is the result that I have achieved. So this is how this thing of building systems can help you to stay productive, to actually do more. And you can actually feel that thing. The best part is, because what's happening with most of the people is they are doing a lot but they feel I did nothing. So you don't feel like that, because you know that you actually completed the thing that you have written down in your system. You are following your system, and you know that if you keep following the system, your videos will go live, and you will stay consistent and your channel will grow. You know this thing. Okay, so because of that, you feel that satisfaction, you feel satisfied, you feel that sense of achievement, and it will help you to boost your self-confidence. It will help you to do the work even in a much better way, and it will make you more positive towards your business. So this is why this particular thing is so important. It will skyrocket your efficiency and it will make you the real entrepreneur if you do it. Okay, so systems and processes play a very, very important role. This one thing I have figured out, and what I am doing right now in my business, I am also building, I am also trying to put everything in a system or in a process. Okay, so this is what my goal is. I have created my complete system of content. how I am going to create content on different platforms. I have my systems of creating my courses. I have my system of doing various things. Okay, so this is what I'm doing. Not all systems are ready. I'm still working on many things, but yes, I started working on this thing because I know how important it is. So this is what my recommendation, and this is what I want to suggest. If you are also feeling overwhelmed and you are feeling that you are not doing the work every day, you're not able to achieve the results, and you feel inefficient, just start working on systems and processes. It is as simple as that. And I have explained you the process, how you are going to do it. Just do it and see. You if you will follow the systems, you actually will be able to feel the difference in your business. And you actually feel satisfied when you do this thing. So this is what I want to share with you in today's episode, and I hope that you find everything that I have shared with you valuable and useful, and you are able to relate the thing that I'm talking about. So if this is the case, if you think that it was relatable, and if you think that the process that I have told you is going to help you, then just let me know in the comment. And also, please don't forget to subscribe my podcast, and just share it with your friends, just share it with your community, so that I will be able to reach out to more and more people, and it actually help me to grow, and I will be able to touch more lives and help them. This is what my vision is. So that's all for today's episode, guys. See you in the next episode very soon. Till then, stay awesome, stay blessed. This is your host, Rishabh Jain, signing off. Thank you.